This is a sermon I had planned to bring a few weeks ago, and I ended up just bringing the first point because worship went off in a different direction. We had a wonderful time of worship, and that's absolutely fine. God sometimes breaks in and wants to do other things. This morning, I'm not going to preach this sermon because we're kind of, you know, we've heard some great stories. We've been encouraged, but I am going to bring a bit of scripture from this sermon to you because I think it's really important. This was, I mean, just to give you the context of what I was talking about, if you weren't here, maybe we'll just flick through a few slides. So I was talking about heroes who inspire faith. Oh, thank you. That's a little bit low. But it was good of you. Heroes who inspire faith. And if you look onto the next picture, I talked about, we've been watching the Olympics and how I was expecting a certain generation of athletes to be competing in the Olympics. But what was happening is that actually there was a whole younger generation that I didn't know that was competing. And the people I was expecting to see had moved into the TV studios and were commentating and there were pundits and so on. And it reminded me of Hebrews chapter 11 and 12, where it gives us this kind of cloud of witnesses, these people of great faith who are, it tells us, are surrounding us and we're to run our race. Each of us has a race to run. Each of us has a race that is marked out for us. And we have this race to run. It's a different race for each one of us. It looks different for each one. We don't have to be the same as the person next to us, but God gives us a race to run. And this cloud of witnesses is crowding in, not to put pressure on us, but to inspire us. And just as KJT on there was inspired by Jess Ennis Hill and by Denise Lewis before that, that's like one generation inspiring another generation of heptathletes. There is a whole list in Hebrews chapter 11 of heroes of faith who inspire us to run our race well. And you can look at each one of these heroes of faith and you can be inspired by a different aspect of their faith. And we looked last time at the story of Abel, as in Cain and Abel, which is a tragic story, really, that Abel ended up being killed by his brother. But it all started out with the offering that they brought to God. And that the offering that Abel brought, it tells us that God was pleased with the offering that Abel brought. And we looked at why was that? And the reason was because Abel came and gave generously. He gave the first fruits. He gave the best of what he had to God. But not only that, he came and he sacrificed a lamb. And it was there was this thing of blood being shed as a sacrifice to God, which was a foreshadow of the temple worship that would happen in throughout the Old Testament, which was a foreshadow of Jesus who was to come and was to sacrifice his life and lay his life down. And therefore, what we were talking about is we can approach God as either Cain's or Abel's. We can either come by striving and by hard work and just maybe not, maybe we hold back the best of ourselves, or maybe we come in our striving, or we come as Abel's and we come through the sacrifice of Jesus. It's the only way we can come. Jesus is the only way. He says he's the way, the truth, and the life. It's only through Jesus we can come. And we talked about how important that was. And then we broke bread together. And I just want to talk today, just very, very briefly, about the next hero of faith. And it says this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. It says, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. We talked about that, the fact that we can't please God by any other way other than faith. As we put our faith in Jesus, we are joined into Jesus. And because the Father delights in Jesus, that delight and that pleasure overflows to us. And so we can only please God. We can only experience the pleasure and the delight of God through faith in Jesus. And this character Enoch comes up in a family tree in Genesis chapter 5. And this is what we read about him. It says, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he had become the father of Methuselah,